Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I'm one of those people who enjoys both dogs and cats. I don't expect cats to act like little dogs. I don't expect dogs to act like cats. I like them because of their unique species-specific differences. But I also recognize that there are some people who are cat people and other people who are dog people. Just like there are those people who are bird people, or reptile people, or turtle or lizard people. What interests me is how our society views cat people as different from dog people, and by that I mean different as in lesser, as people who haven't seen the light, as people who prefer cats simply because they have never had a dog. And if we force a dog on them, they will instantly become dog people. Often these are the same people who don't hesitate to disparage cats any chance they get. They openly hate cats. Some of them are almost proud of the fact that they hate cats. And yet, were such a sentiment to come from a cat lover, they would be incensed that anyone could not like dogs. Oddly enough, the reason I was thinking about this is because the news lately has been filled with reports about terrorist attacks. And invariably, whenever anyone gets into any kind of in-depth report about such activities, the word fundamentalist or fundamentalism comes up. The idea that it's an extreme view that drives these people to act like this. And I wonder if the same thing is true about the way we perceive dog people and cat people as individuals and a society. I've never heard anyone routinely use the phrase, crazy dog lady. They might use it referring to one particular person who has multiple dogs and who might even be a hoarder. But they don't take that image and impose it on all people who have dogs. So the fact that we do this with cat people in our society interests me. Why do we do it? When this occurs, it typically occurs when there's something about those individuals that we fear for some reason. If I delved into the psychology of this, perhaps the difference has to do with the difference between canine and feline behavior. In some ways, cats are the anti-dog. They're nocturnal, they're solitary, they're carnivorous rather than omnivores, they're sexual. Cat sex is to dog sex what a triple X-rated movie is to watching Saturday morning cartoons with your kids. And they have incredible maternal instincts and maternal teaching ability. So maybe that's what it is, you know, that cats represent that part of ourselves that for whatever reason makes us feel uncomfortable. And so when somebody unabashedly claims to be a cat person, we project those emotions onto them. Under those circumstances, the safest response would seem to be to get those people a dog, whether they want one or not. All I can say is that for those of you in rescue or other organizations where you have too many dogs and not enough homes, If somebody proclaims themselves as a dyed-in-the-wool cat person, don't try to force them to do something they really don't want to do. Because the worst possible combination is a cat person who can't just say no.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.